This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hit 100 yesterday in the OC. Ooh. When I was driving home. It was hot. And I noticed while I was going through Gladstone yesterday, all of the boats on the lower Willamette River out having fun, wakeboarding, tubing, surfing, some fishing. Fishermen and wakeboarders don't usually get along on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over and I went, ah, I remember the days when we were always on the river. All of you guys that are out there tonight, this evening, by around 10 o'clock tonight, you're going to have the Willamette River fever.
Uh-oh.
The lower Willamette River, almost every time I ever went in it, because I used to wakeboard in those wet Wednesdays they used to have at Hoosung and Larry's down here, every time I'd be sick by the time I got home.
Really? Just get too much water in your mouth?
I think Lake Oswego mainlines some of their offload into the river. I don't know, man. I'm just guessing. All I know
is
that
the water. Well,
they
can't be burdened with it there. Right?
I'm an upper Willamette River guy where the water's a little cleaner. Because the falls, you know, everything runs downhill. You know the old saying,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And it tends to land right there in the lower Willamette River. I was thinking about you because you asked a question, and this is kind of an age-old question when it comes to summertime. And we all do it. We all do it. The question arises, though, is it okay or is it no way? Going swimming, going wakeboarding, going in a hot tub, is that count as taking a bath or a shower? Does that count? Does that count? And you know you've done it. You know you said, man, I'm good to go, man. The other thing, too, when you come out of the Willamette River, you get the Willamette River itch. There's something
about... Is it like all over your body or in very specific places?
Very targeted.
Okay.
It's very, very targeted. It's one of those itches that's hard to get to. Hmm. It's one of those kind of things. So is it okay? Is it no way to count? Oh well, I went swimming. I'm good to go. Or I went
that
in the hot
pool
tub.
Cleaned me.
Yeah. I know where I stand on it. 503-733-KGON. That's 503-733-5466. Good morning. Are you okay or no way?
No way on the bath.
You don't think that going swimming counts as taking a bath or going in the Willamette River?
No, it doesn't. Especially the Willamette, and I used to water ski on the Willamette, and I had to laugh when I heard you say the Willamette itch, because that is so true.
Right. It gets down that deep little socket, right?
I mean, so, Terry, you think that swimming someplace that gives you an itch would count as a bath?
I will tell you that I believe that a swimming pool or a hot tub, probably okay. The Willamette River is a definite no way. There is no way.
Yeah.
Because you're itching... By the time you get back in your truck to tow your boat back home, mm-hmm. you're doing the seat shuffle. You're like, God, what the hell is going on?
Yep.
Right?
Yep, it's true. It's true.
There you go. There's one. So it's a no way. You don't even think that a pool or a hot tub counts.
Correct. I know. You got to take a shower. Got to use soap.
There you go. Yep.
What? Soap? Okay.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you, buddy. Good morning, KGON. You okay or no way?
Okay. Well, it's like this, if you're with your boys, you know, no girls involved, it's good to go, man. You know, you don't got to smell pretty for anybody, you know.
That's the truth, man. I will say this. I'm going to give it, just like I said just a moment ago, a pool, a hot tub. Lake Shasta used to do it all the time when we would go houseboating.
Yeah.
Dive into the lake. The water's clean. You get back out. You just dry yourself off. You're good to go.
And that's your bath for the day.
Hell yeah. Okay. Well, you know, honestly, we would use some shampoo and soap off the back of the boat because, you know, and just wash up and dive in.
But you're in a lake, though.
And the water's clean. I will preface this again by saying the Willamette River is a no way. Because what you think might be a bar of soap, and I don't know why you would, because I've never seen a brown bar of soap, is not going to clean you, okay? Keith says, all caps, hell no way. Who in their right mind would consider a body of water that could have been urinated in a bath?
That's true. A pool.
What?
Think about it. Think of, if you go to, like, especially if you go to like a public pool, do you realize how many people are peeing in that pool?
No.
There's a lot. There's a lot of pee in that pool.
All right. Think about it this way. Count. That pool doesn't count as a bath then.
Think about it this way. You
might count as a shower in some places.
You aren't going to take a bath in any water that has chemicals in it. And your hot tub and your pool have chemicals in it.
Yeah,
that's not
supposed to get
water.
Rid of all the germy stuff. You know the Willamette River. I'm gonna say no, not a chance. That doesn't count. Maybe that's what's creating all the Willamette River itch.
I'm still amazed that you don't realize how much pee is in a pool.
I tend to not think about those things because I don't want to know.
Yeah,
like some things are better left unsaid.
You're putting your head under the water.
Yeah, thank you.
Putting the water in your mouth so you can make a little fountain. You're going to think about it next time.
This water has a little wang to it. Thanks for that visual.
Is that like a wing sauce or something?
This is a little spicy. How many people yesterday did that? They were in a pool and today they're like, I need a drink. Good morning, KGO. What, are you okay or no way?
The one Oregon, everybody goes camping, bro. Like 3 days, you go out to the lake. You don't take a bath for 3 days. You jump in the water. You're good to go, man.
That's true, man. When you're out camping, you got to do what you got to do, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
exactly.
I guess if you're rolling large like Matt, he probably has one of those rock star tour buses. So he's got a shower
wouldn't that be nice?
And a manservant to wash his back.
Camping, bro. But
Well,
yesterday and smelled this fella that probably hadn't taken a bath in a year. I'd love to stick him in the Willamette River because he was bad.
Yeah, even your worst enemy, you wouldn't want bathing in the Willamette River. And I know they're doing their best to kind of get that thing cleaned up, but they got a little ways to go. Good morning, KGON. Are you okay or no way?
No way to the Willamette River and no way to the hot tub. Unless it's yours.
Unless it's yours.
You know about all those little tadpoles that might be swimming in there. Somebody else's hot tub? No way.
Didn't think about that. You know, I don't ever hot tub away from home. That's like a weird thing, right? But you make a very valid point there. There are things that go on in a hot tub that may not necessarily go on in the Willamette River or in a pool.
It goes on in the Willamette River, too.
You know what that sound means? Just realized, that's probably not a good thing based on what you just said about the Willamette River or about pools. So can we be in agreement that
clean yourself up and take a shower.
It just doesn't count.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.